Now, if you're around in Birmingham City Centre this month, do pop into the library to see an exciting exhibition called Forefathers. Faisal Hussein put the project together, which captures stories between men from South Asian backgrounds who have lived and worked in Birmingham. And there's so much more to this project. You might remember us talking about it a while ago. Apparently, 6 light boxes have been placed in different locations in Birmingham with portraits of individuals as well. It all sounds so very, very intriguing. Well, Faisal's with me now in the studio. Hello.
Hi.
Nice to see you again, Faisal.
You too.
Faisal, remind us of this project then, Forefathers.
Well, Forefathers is essentially an oral history and heritage project funded by the Heritage Lottery Fund, which looked at the different relationships between different Asian fathers and sons and grandfathers, and kind of comparing those relationships between the generations. So the project was started last year and finished approximately 2 months ago. And currently we're, like you said, exhibiting at the Library of Birmingham.
And how's that going down? What's the reaction been?
Well, the new Birmingham Library anyway is kind of very, very busy, very vibrant. But it's been, I think there's about 4,000 people through the door every day. And from the feedback that we've received, people are very interested in the project and the images themselves.
I was going to say, because I've been to the library and like you say, it's a really interactive space, really exciting space to host this kind of thing.
It is. We've been very lucky to have been given the opportunity, really. So it's a real big thanks to the library in terms of allowing us to really exhibit.
And what kind of stories did you come across and what did you stumble upon? Because obviously, you know, behind the picture is the kind of story. What kind of stories did you come across?
They were very varied, from individuals who had faced different kinds of hardships in different ways in different areas. A lot of the things that were kind of repeated were a lot of stories to do with, I suppose, achievement and kind of wanting to take the family from a certain place to another. It's a lot of story about immigration, emigration from one place to another, the pressures potentially on some sons as well as fathers, and how I suppose those relationships involved a lot of sacrifice and so on. But There were so many overlaps in terms of those stories. It was amazing. What I would say is, for the stories themselves, please go to the site and check them out, because there are many examples of people who've had and done amazing things within their lives that sometimes we forget about.
Brilliant. And tell us about these light boxes then, because these are just fascinating, just the word light boxes generally, but the fact they're kind of planted like secretly or not secretly. But what's this all about? Because it's like an extension of this project, isn't it?
Basically, I'm also an artist, and through managing the Forefathers project, I thought it would be great to try and get some of the archive out of the museum and out of the kind of gallery and put them in situ where communities were, and that would be within streets and outside shops. So the idea essentially was to try and highlight those people, seen and unseen, from the Asian community within Birmingham, and try and put them up in places that you wouldn't expect. So the 6 locations that we've got, one is the library itself, where one of the light boxes is. One is outside a chippy in King's Heath.
Nice.
One is outside a factory in Handsworth. Another one is outside a kind of takeaway. And another is outside a music shop, which was the first South Asian music label, Oriental Star Agencies. So we essentially, the project has only really happened because of the fact that these people were generous enough for us to be able to, or for me to be able to kind of put the light boxes up. So that was the main theme around it.
And what does it look like? Just describe this kind of light box. I mean, is it kind of like just literally an image captured in front of light?
What essentially they are double projecting. I'm going to sound like a bit of a geek, sign geek. They're double projecting light boxes, which are used predominantly for shops to advertise to traffic going up and down the street, so they kind of stick out at a right angle. So these signs are normally used for business and to attract business. So they're not static flat kind of light boxes. And I thought, in terms of using that mode of advertising to remind us or to show things that, you know, you would normally see in a gallery or as part of a history exhibition, I thought would be a good idea.
And what's the kind of point of this? What's the message that you really want to get across as an artist?
I was really touched by a lot of the stories, to be honest. And the exhibition itself was kind of devoted to my grandfather, who I lost a few years back. So it was really a kind of a homage to those people who have worked so hard that we often, I suppose, forget about in today's kind of world, that there's a reason why a lot of Asian and other communities are here, and we forget about those sacrifices sometimes. So I thought it was interesting to try and remind ourselves of that. But then also in terms of the times that we live in, there's a lot of prejudice and a lot of xenophobia around kind of why communities are here and how somehow we are here. And I thought it would also be important to remind ourselves that we've been here for quite a while and been working here.
And when
for
you
quite
say
a
while. who are you talking about?
Predominantly, this project is to do with the South Asian community. Mm-hmm. So that is people of Indian, Bengali, Pakistani backgrounds and from the South Asian continent. So I thought that it would be important also, just as an artist, to place myself and think. I've never really been a big fan of history, but more and more recently, as those stories go, and as you can't ask those questions, you begin to become a lot more fascinated by them.
Is there any kind of stories that have really kind of stood out, really surprised you?
One of the light boxes is outside a place called Fletcher's in King's Heath. The story of Brett's father, Douglas, was quite touching because within recording his story, Brett was very upset visibly because of the relationship he kind of had, and kind of his father passed, unfortunately, at a very young age. So having, and Brett owns this restaurant in King's Heath, so having a kind of a homage to him outside, I thought was a touching kind of gesture to do. But then also on the other side, we have a light box of Jagmohan Joshi, who is one of the forefathers of the Indian Workers Association, and set up the Shaheed Udham Singh Centre on Soho Road, who sacrificed a lot of his life for the betterment of workers within the labour movement, and especially and communities who had come over. So I was trying to make a resonance and trying to champion the unknowns and the knowns, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the light boxes is actually just my granddad, and we've put that above the business that I help run with my father, which is a food business.
Wow.
And it's just a kind of little homage to him.
That must be a beautiful thing to see, you know, to know that you've kind of put it there and you made all these things happen. That must be such a personal achievement as well.
This is my first project, and I'm thankful that I've been given the opportunity to do it. But yeah, it's more to do with now really what people think of it, I think.
Yeah.
I'm happy with it, but it'll be interesting to see whether people pay attention to it or not. Or
wow. Well, really. Do you know what? I think what I'm going to do is, are they kind of running at the moment? These light boxes are out there?
Yes, they are. There? They're up till the 31st of October. Thank you very much, Birmingham City Council, for not taking them down. and also, no, for allowing us to do it, actually. Yeah, I must say, seriously, thank you very much, Birmingham City Council.
Nice one, Council.
And the Arts Council. But yeah, they're up till the 31st. The exhibition, actually, on another note, is actually devoted to, weirdly enough, a week before they were going to go up, my friend who I was meant to be putting them up with, Mr. Shokat Zaman, he passed away.
Oh.
Ironically, it's about being the light box is about remembrance and so on. This thing is up till the October the 31st and is devoted to Shokat Zaman.
Wow, even more inspirational indeed. So, wow, if people want more details of this project, where can they go?
So we have the forefathers.org.uk site, and under one of the headings is the Forefathers Flight Project, where you'll be able to find the locations of each of the light boxes, be able to leave comments, and also find out a little bit more about each of the individuals that we've we've managed to celebrate, and visit the venues who have kindly lent us the space.
Wow. Do you know what? I really want people, if they see one of these light boxes around, to like beep their horn, like ring up and beep and say, yes, we've spotted the light box.